You know, we know what we headed up against. You know, the Saints has always been a good team. You know, going in a hostile environment, playing a very solid bunch of defenders. As I know, I can't speak on the defense, but for the defense. But you know, eager to play this game and finish this season off.
The way it ended last year in New Orleans, any of that stick in the back of your mind? I mean,
absolutely not. Absolutely not. This is a new season, a new day, and a new game. So we had to prepare going to each and every practice with a clear mind. You know, with the mindset of finishing. You know, last year we didn't finish. It was evident on the scoreboard. But, you know, this year we have an opportunity to do something that we haven't done with the streak, and also finish one game ahead of what we won last year. So
the Saints team now as opposed to the Saints team you faced early in the season?
I think they were very vulnerable early in the season, you know, with a lot going on there. But we know we just can't bank on, you know, this just being another game, because it's not. You know, anytime we got a divisional game or a game within the NFC South, you know, we have to bring our A game, because at any given point, any given moment, you know, it could be that play that's the game-changing play. So everybody's eager and everybody's pumped to play this game, and I'm pretty sure they are too.
Do you hear anything from the league about the bumping incident?
No, sir.
No, sir.
Cam, earlier in the season when the team was 1-6, you had more interceptions than touchdowns thrown. A lot of talk about a sophomore slump. Did you ever feel that you were slumping during that time?
I mean, it was a constant question that was being asked or being hinted around. I really don't feel as if, you know, I did, because, you know, just look at the results. You know, and more importantly, you want to put a microscope closer. Just look at the games. We was in every single one of our games, you know, outside of probably two or three of them. So as far as us being a contender, playoff contender, you know, we just a couple plays away. But, you know, we can't hang our hat on, you know, just being that close away, because it makes it that more, you know, that more of an impact, you know, of hurt and guilt that, you know, if we was that close, why couldn't we finish? So, you know, it was things that personally, I wish I could have did differently, but, you know, that's just life. And, you know, we just got to continue to roll with the punches and focus on things that we can control.
Some of those things that you wish that you would have?
Protecting the football. And I think the cliche things, the obvious, you know, protecting the football, you know, just being more consistent. But as the season grew and kept going and plays kept playing off, you know, we started getting to a rhythm and, you know, We will try to finish it off and, you know, go into, like I said, a hostile environment and beat a very confident Saints team right now.
You think you played better this year than last year?
I think I have learned more than I did last year, and I think that's more important.
What's the main thing that you've learned this season?
Just overall learning, you know, this offense and trying to get a grasp of things, you know, and, you know, it's going to be a lot of success in this league, and it's going to be a lot of disappointments. But, you know, what separates the great teams or the good players or the great players from the others is, you know, bad plays are going to happen. You know, you have to be able to, you know, tell yourself in that moment, you know, I got to just move on and know that, you know, the team is in the lull right now. I don't have to, you know, be or do anything outside my means or just get a completion or, you know, just get everybody on the same tempo. It's really not rocket science. You know, it's still football is going to always be 11 on 11, no matter how you put it, wherever you put whoever. So, you know, as long as I keep the game simple, everything else takes care of itself.
With it being the last game, and a lot of people are maybe not playing for postseason, some people are playing for their jobs next year, tryouts for next year, is it important to focus on what you do instead of overperforming to try to put better tape out there?
To a degree it is, but, you know, the big picture is just focus on the one. You know, we have coaches on the coach staff that always, you know, says that, you know, focus on the one, focus on today. focus on this play, focus on this drive, and, you know, let's just focus on this game. And so, you know, everything else will take care of itself. You know, we don't have to really worry about, you know, do we have to make an impact on this last game or not. Everybody is going to be, you know, critiqued. Everybody's going to, you know, have a sit down with somebody, either a coach, an owner, fans, or whatever. Everybody's going to have an opinion. And whether you're going to get to talk to them or not, who knows. But, you know, the only thing you can do is just go out and put your best foot forward.
Ask you, because you hadn't had an interception in five games, but that going back to the interception against Oakland, what did you see there, and what have you?
I was pressing, you know, just us being in, like I said, that low type of feel. You know, it was third down. I was trying to force it, shouldn't have forced it, and just gave the check down running back opportunity to get the first down, but. You know, as I'm learning this game, you know, things like that has to happen. And the next time it comes up, hopefully, you know, it won't happen again.